This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Arms Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in to KER Politics. You know, we've got a really interesting show this week. For all of you conservatives out there, I have a lady by the name of Amy Davis who's going to start out the show in a couple of segments. Amy is the founder and a director of an organization in Los Angeles. It's the Save Chapter of Los Angeles. It's an organization that started in Toronto. I have to say, unfortunately, it's one of my favorite cities in the world. Why do I say unfortunately? Have you ever walked down the street in Toronto in February? Let me tell you, it's a real surprise. But anyway, having said that, we're going to talk about a couple of issues with Amy. One issue that I'm fairly ignorant about, and I will ask her some questions, certainly, just because I'd like to hear her side of the story. But I also want, I'm a real softy, as you guys know, and I really believe in responsibility towards animals. And that is what Save the LA Chapter is all about. And you know who they have on their side? The LAPD. Tell us about Save, if you would, Amy.
Hi, Al. Thank you so much for having me. So LA Animal Save is the LA chapter of the Global Save Movement. We have over 600 groups all around the world. And what we do is we find places like slaughterhouses. We go down there and we stop the trucks with the animals in them before they go in to be killed. And we do something called bearing witness, which means when we know that someone is suffering, we don't turn away. We actually come as close as we can and try to do something to help. It comes from Leo Tolstoy. So what we do to help is see these animals for the individuals that they are. And for some of the animals, like pigs, they're willing to drink water from us. So we give them water. We have backpack sprayers. We have handheld sprayers. We have water bottles. And we actually have the local police department keeping everyone safe, making sure the truck drivers stop and give us a couple of minutes with each load of animals. And we see them, we take their picture and videos of them and share them on social media. And we bring non-vegans down to meet these animals, to see them. And it inspires so many people to get active for the animals and to give up meat.
It's really interesting. Well, I know for a fact that the vegan lifestyle, as is exhibited by my youngest daughter, her health has improved dramatically since she became a vegan. Now, listen, Irish Tony, I know what you're thinking right now, but let me tell you, Sir Irish, like I've been saying on the show for as long as I've been doing it since 1994, damn it, you have to listen to both sides of every single story and then make up your own mind. Amy has an interesting story to say, and I got to tell you, I am 100% in favor of listening to her give every aspect that she possibly can about the LA chapter of Save. I promise I won't interrupt you until the end of the segment, Amy. Go ahead.
Okay, well, let's talk about the other side of the story. What we're up against as activists is we're fighting against a social norm of eating animals. People are raised to think we need to eat animals for protein. We need to drink cow's milk for calcium. And these things are just simply not true. If you look at it from a scientific aspect, a scientific perspective, humans share all of the anatomy of an herbivore. We are not like carnivores or omnivores at all. We don't have the right stomach pH. We don't have the right facial muscles or lack thereof. We don't have the right size of stomach. We don't have the right length of small intestine. I mean, the list goes on and on. So humans are actually anatomically herbivores. And when we eat plants, we get all of our nutrition, everything to make us healthy, and none of the stuff that causes disease, such as cholesterol, and high amounts of saturated fat. So for all the intellectuals listening, they can do the research to see that humans are actually herbivores, and we have zero need for cholesterol because we make all the cholesterol we need already in our own body. And when we take in that extra cholesterol, that's what ends up as plaque on the inside of our blood vessel wall, resulting in heart disease, stroke, and for the men listening, erectile dysfunction. All of these diseases can be prevented, and much of it can actually be reversed. In fact, the only thing on medical record to ever reverse our number one killer, heart disease, is a plant-based diet. So people are healthier by eating plants, and we are more ethical when we eat plants. It only takes a sixth of an acre to feed a vegan for a year. It takes 2.5 acres to feed someone eating plants and animals. And I mean, it should be obvious that animals eat a lot more every day than humans do, and they also create a whole lot more waste. The amount of waste that the animals in just America alone is around 1 ton per U.S. citizen per year, and that is the dry weight.
Very, very interesting. Go ahead, babe. Sorry.
So for the health aspect, we are much healthier eating a plant-based diet. We don't have to be locked into these diseases, going to see the doctors, getting the prescriptions and the surgeries that don't ever actually treat the root of the problem. And then from the climate change perspective, again, animals create so much waste. A cow poops around 65 pounds a day. So in a large feedlot of cows, say 100,000 cows, that's 6.5 million pounds of poop a day. We can't possibly use all of that for fertilizer. But the other thing that they're creating is methane, which is one of the very terrible greenhouse gases. So from a climate change perspective, we're warming the atmosphere because of our desire and hunger to eat meat. Now, from just another environmental perspective, we're cutting down the rainforest to grow soy and corn to feed animals and to graze cows. Around 90% of the rainforest that's already been cut down is specifically for the animal ag industry. This is not acceptable because we're losing an estimated 130 plant and animal species per day to extinction out of the rainforest. It's our most biodiverse area on the planet. So there's really all animal agriculture is causing so many problems, and it's, you know, it's all taken care of when people just step away from the meat and dairy and start eating a plant-based diet. They're healthier, they're more ethical. They're not, you know, their carbon footprint is much smaller. Their greenhouse gas footprint is much smaller. Their pollution footprint is smaller. And we can grow more food on any given land to feed people instead of animals.
Amy, I got a question for you. And that is, at this point in time, I'm not agreeing or disagreeing, although I do have to say one thing, and that is that your logic is very, very hard to disprove from an emotional standpoint. And I'm not being critical when I say that at all. I mean, Amy, I'm a 75-year-old man. I've been eating meat for the last 75 years. You know, and please don't think I'm a terrible person. It's just, you know, that's just kind of the way it is. As I mentioned earlier in the interview, we're going to take a real short break here, you guys. As I mentioned earlier, one of our daughters totally changed her health profile by eating vegan. And you know what I have to say? I really admire Steph for doing that big time. I know we have a lot of friends who are vegans, I will say that. What I want to get in after we take a real short break here is I want to talk a little bit about the coverage that your organization, Save LA Chapter, has gotten from some of the very large networks. I know you guys were featured on NBC last Sunday. I want to talk about that a little bit. Now it's time for a commercial break, and Sir Irish, I just have to say to you and Out of the Box Jerry and also to my friend CFS, and you don't think I listen to both sides of every story, boy, are you crazy.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Time for the next segment, segment six of KER Politics. You know, I just want to say one other thing that I mentioned at the close of the last segment. My comment was directed at you, Sir Irish, and you, Professor, and also you, out-of-the-box Jerry. I guess I'd include Eddie Evelon in that also. You guys never thought I really was serious about giving both sides of every story, did you? But you know what? The proof in the pudding is right here. Now, you guys were on NBC, if I'm not mistaken, last Sunday, about a week ago. Amy, tell me about that.
Yes, we had a journalist come down on Wednesday night, actually. There's another group that we work with that's also part of the state movement, and they hold vigils at the same pig slaughterhouse every Wednesday night, and sometimes we do them together. So he came down to the Wednesday night. My partner and I came down, and I brought my little baby, and Joaquin Phoenix came, Moby came, and we interviewed with this guy, and he put together a wonderful, unbiased story showing what we do at the slaughterhouse, how we stop the trucks. We have this, what people would see as a peaceful protest, how we call it a vigil. The police officers make sure the drivers stop. He got all of that on camera and did this very lovely story. And so this is just going to reach more people, especially in the L.A. area, to get them to come down and see for themselves these animals that are trapped in these trucks in this system of violence right before they are headed into the slaughterhouse. We were also on the front page of the L.A. Times on March 5th. Again, another journalist did an incredible story and just reported on exactly what it is we're doing there to bear witness to the animals and to educate people that these animals are no different than our dogs and cats that we adore. On a biological level, they're both sentient. They have very similar central nervous systems and pain receptors, and they suffer just like we do. And so both journalists did an amazing job and got us a lot of coverage. And then the Chicago Times actually reran the LA Times story, which was wonderful. And so this is all very recent, and we're hoping from here we'll get even more coverage from other outlets.
Well, you got the Carlin Economics Report. We do have a pretty good audience, I have to say, both radio and podcast, primarily radio. I want to say one thing, and this is totally off the subject. If you guys want to see a great movie, go and take a look at Joaquin Phoenix's portrayal, or Joaquin, I'm sorry, not Felix, but see Joaquin's movie about Johnny Cash, an absolutely incredible movie. You can't tell the difference between the two of them. Having said that, so have you, what kind of response have you gotten when NBC and the LA Times and the Chicago Times, Tribune, I think you meant, didn't you?
Oh, yes. Sorry. Yeah. Chicago Tribune.
Yeah, there you go. That's pretty big visibility. What kind of response are you getting, kiddo?
The response has been overwhelmingly positive. Even from people who eat meat, they say that what we're doing is wonderful, and to see our compassion is inspiring. We get very few naysayers. It's really been an overall positive response. And the reason for that is the difference with humans versus other species is this word humane.
Yeah.
To be human is to be humane. So we actually get to choose, consciously choose, between violence and nonviolence when it comes to our food. And everybody has that. They're all born with that sense of compassion. So what we're doing actually speaks to that. And some people think, oh, I could never do that, but they're open to it, and they see that what we're doing is positive and we're trying to create a kinder world. And so it's just a matter of time before everybody jumps on board.
Well, let me say this. I mean, you know, it's people who subscribe to your movement, I have to say, are really looking out for themselves. And I would have to say that simply from a health standpoint. I mean, it's amazing. I had a cholesterol problem at one time in my lengthy life. And I have to tell you, my doctor didn't want to give me meds. He sent me to a specialist at the University of Oregon, a health sciences center. I simply changed my diet, and my cholesterol level went down, and I lost weight. So there you go. That makes a really big difference. Last question, Amy. We've got about, what do we have here left? We've got about 3 minutes left. I want to ask you a little bit about how can people get more information on your organization. Now, before you answer that, I want to say that I'm going to devote an entire page on our website to Amy Davis and the organization, and I can certainly include information on the other 600 chapters or what have you. It strikes me that given the nature of American society today, U.S. society, and also Canadian society, you've got to be getting great response. And when you have people like Joaquin Phoenix behind you, you got to be getting some pretty good press.
Yes. Okay. So first, for people to learn more about our organization, they can visit my group's website, which is laanimalsave.org, or they can go to the main website, thesavemovement.org, and that's where all the other groups are listed. So if people are interested to see if there's a group near them, wherever they are in the world, they can go to thesavemovement.org and look it up. And the website explains more about our mission statement and what we're trying to do. And, of course, our contact information. I'd be happy to speak to anyone about bearing witness and raising awareness about being vegan, about the health benefits of being vegan, anything that anyone is interested in talking about. I am available for that. So that's our, those are our websites. And then, yes, we do get lots of support from some amazing celebrities. And, but still, we are up against one of the most powerful departments of government, the USDA, which is interesting because the USDA is responsible for telling the American people what to eat to be healthy, but they're also responsible for supporting the meat and dairy farmers. So it's a bit of a conflict of interest, and we're going up against these major industries. So even with our celebrity power, we can get blacklisted from media. Thank you, Al, for having me on your show. A lot of other radio hosts. Yeah, so they'll think about their sponsors and Burger King and this and that, and they're not going to want somebody like me on to talk about this side. But it is slowly changing. Even Burger King is now carrying a vegan burger, plant-based burger from Impossible Foods. Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. We've got about how much time do we have? You're going to have to answer this one fairly quickly. I can in about a minute.
Okay.
What's wrong with the dairy industry? How does that hurt the animals?
Great question. The dairy industry is actually, in my opinion, the worst one. Now, animals in the meat industry are bred, raised, and slaughtered for meat. Animals in the dairy industry are bred, raised, impregnated, give birth, have their babies taken away, they're killed, re-impregnated, give birth, babies taken away and killed, and this is done on repeat until they are also finally slaughtered after their milk production drops below profitable. So these dairy cow mothers, yes, it's awful.
I didn't know that. Thank you for that insight. Amy Davis, I appreciate you being on the show. I'm going to get a lot of comments on this one, ladies and gentlemen. I'll answer every one of them.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A strong storm system barreling through the south on Friday killed an 8-year-old girl in Florida and threatened to bring tornadoes to parts of the Carolinas and Virginia. Storm Prediction Center meteorologist John Hart says the weather patterns should calm down now.
The storm that has produced so much of the severe weather for the past 2 or 3 days across the southern and southeastern United States is moving offshore. And so through the weekend, the storm will be off the coast. The threat of severe weather will have ended, and the weather will get much quieter across the nation.
Democrats on Capitol Hill are calling for the Attorney General to release the full unredacted report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller. House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler has issued a subpoena for the report. A DOJ spokeswoman is calling the subpoena premature and unnecessary. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. Continuing on with KER Politics, I have one of my more prolific guests on the show right now. Interestingly enough, he hasn't been on for about a year, but that's going to change. We're going to get him on quite a bit more frequently, Dr. Jerome Kersey. Dr. Kersey received his Ph.D. in political science from Harvard University in 1977, if I'm not mistaken. And he has written a number of books, not the least of which is called Killing the Deep State, number two, or The Obama Nation, number three, Unfit for Command, and on and on and on. And he has a new book coming out right now that we're going to talk about. But before we talk about the new book, and I'm going to wrap up the show with it, and I'm going to show you how to get it, I'm going to ask Jerome a little bit about, now he is, number one, very well informed, and number two, you know, you get a PhD from Harvard, and that means your IQ has got to be somewhat above 87. Having said that, Jerome, I want to talk a little bit about the concept of conspiracy theory, and I want to ask you, how does that fit in with what's going on in the current United States under the current administration?
Well, I mean, I guess what I start out with, and I've done this for most of my life, is that I just don't believe what the government tells me. I mean, I guess one of the more profound experiences in my life, when I was about 17 years old, John Kennedy got assassinated.
Yeah.
And I couldn't believe that this ex-Marine who was past his prime, shooting with a Mannlicher Carcano rifle, which I knew to be worthless, had misaligned scope, took a shot at the president through a tree while the car was going away from him.
Yeah.
He had a shot right down below him where Jack Kennedy was right there in front of him.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe that was, so I knew the government was lying that day. I had watch Jack Kennedy in Washington. I greatly admired Jack Kennedy. He had a lot of faults, but he did love the United States, and he was fighting globalism, even in those years. I thought he had done masterful work with Khrushchev in the Cuban Missile Crisis, although I kind of faulted him for getting into the crisis in the beginning. But at any rate, Jack Kennedy matured in office, and I think he was not going to go into Vietnam. And so at any rate, when he was killed, and we got this Warren Commission report, and then even with people like Mark Lane beginning to question it, which happened almost immediately after the Warren report was published, within a year or so, I began to really conclude that the government was lying to us. And then with the Vietnam War, which the Pentagon Papers, I think, pretty well confirmed when they were finally published in 1971, the extent to which Lyndon Johnson and McNamara had been lying to us going back to 1963 and 64 on that war. And that pretty well confirmed my suspicion that government likes to keep secrets, and because the government wants to conduct wars that are illegal and do things that it's afraid to tell the people openly it's doing. So it's part of my motivation for becoming an investigative journalist, and I get abused for it because, of course, the government doesn't want to be criticized. The mainstream media, which has largely become a tool, a propaganda arm of the government, doesn't want anything questioned that is not on their pre-approved list of ideas you can hold and be considered respectable.
You know, the thing that got me thinking about the Kennedy assassination, I was 20 because I guess I'm about 3 years older than you are, you know, big deal. But I was standing in the Student Union Center at the University of Washington, and I can tell you exactly where I was standing when I saw that come out on television. At the time, I basically went into, I would have to say, a state of shock. That was something. I had just seen Jack Kennedy in person just shortly before that when he made a trip to Seattle. And I have to tell you, you know, people laugh about the concept of Camelot and the rest of it, but I got to tell you, I have nothing but time for Jack Kennedy. And I remember when Kathy and I were back at Arlington a few years ago, I just stood over that gravesite for an awful long period of time. Now, my thought really didn't have much to do with the rationale for me thinking there was something funny going on was the fact that Jack Kennedy was very, very set on having the United States go back to an asset-based currency, or I should say strengthen the concept of an asset-based currency back in those days. He was going forward, if I'm not mistaken, with actually minting silver coins. And I think there are a lot of people who were violently against that for business reasons.
Well, Jack Kennedy actually printed some U.S. government currency that came out of the Treasury.
Right.
They were those $5 bills with the red seal, if you'll remember them.
Uh-huh, I do.
They were not Federal Reserve notes at all. And Jack Kennedy knew we did not need the Federal Reserve to charge us interest for our money so the central bankers could get rich.
Right.
He also had been in Vietnam in 1950. He knew how corrupt it was. The speeches he gave as a senator were speeches about colonialism and French colonialism, which he hated, and he did not want us replacing the French in Vietnam, which he knew was dealing drugs and was corrupt to begin with. And Jack Kennedy's American University speech, which was just in the last year before he died, when he said, we and the Russians are very much alike. We share the same small planet. We all want to die in our beds, surrounded by our grandchildren. And he was trying very desperately to get nuclear control of these weapons.
Yeah.
And Jack Kennedy was moving in the right direction. But, you know, the military-industrial complex had different ideas of how they were going to make money, and Lyndon Johnson was their guy.
Well, they definitely had different ideas about how they were going to make their money. I firmly believe in that, as do most of my listeners. Let's branch over. I mean, I want to continue the same subject, basically the same subject, but What do we have going on right now in the United States? I mean, I am actually appalled at what's going on in our country right now from a moral standpoint and from obviously other standpoints, military, et cetera, et cetera. How does the conventional conspiracy theory, if there is such a thing, in your mind, Dr. Corsi, fit into what's going on in the United States right now? We've got about 2 minutes here, and then we've got to take a commercial break, sir.
Well, I think the Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, even going back to George W. Bush, H.W. Bush as well, I think they were all globalists. I think they basically wanted to move us into a new world order and international control, eliminate the Constitution, and they felt that they had it within their grasp with Hillary Clinton's election. What we're finding now is the lying, the duplicity, there's no Russian collusion, which I played a central role in making, you know, breaking Mueller's hypothesis. We can discuss that in the next segment.
Yes, we can.
But I think this was the last run to the finish line of the same group of globalists who killed Jack Kennedy and their minions. And Jack Kennedy said he was going to break up the CIA into 1,000 pieces and disperse it to the wind. Maybe we ought to do that now.
Well, maybe we should do it now. I think we need to make some very serious changes in our country right now, because I am politically astute, certainly compared to the average American, and certainly compared to most average Americans, but I would have to say that some of the directions our country is going in are absolutely, absolutely appalling to somebody like myself. Being, you know, the son of Russian immigrants who ran like hell to get out of Russia in 1917 so they wouldn't get killed, I am very, very conscientious about a fair government, a free government, and a government that's looking out for its people. And I have to tell you, Dr. Corsi, I'm not really sure that's going on right now. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around, and we're going to take a real short commercial break, and I'm going to be back in 2 seconds with Dr. Jerome Corsi. Stick around.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, welcome back here to wrap up KER Politics. Big Al is chatting right now with Dr. Jerome Corsi. We're going to talk a little bit about his books, and I want to talk specifically right now about his new book, which is entitled Silent No More, How I Became a Political Prisoner of Mueller's Witch Hunt. You've got the mic for as long as you want, Dr. Corsi.
Well, I think the key point here is that Mueller was convinced I was going to be the linchpin of his collusion theory. I was subpoenaed on August 28th to come to the grand jury, Mueller's grand jury. We decided to cooperate. I mean, I asked my attorney, can they break down the door and ransack the house and take what they want? My attorney said, yeah. I said, let's make this easy. Let's just give them my computers and my backup drives, my cell phone. We gave them everything because I've done nothing wrong. And to make a long story short, at the end of this 40 hours, which turned into just a Kafka-like experience, they were convinced that I could have a link. I knew Julian Assange, and I could connect Roger Stone to Julian Assange. And then Roger Stone was in touch with Donald Trump. This was their collusion theory, in which Donald Trump would be directing Julian Assange how to release these Democratic National Committee emails, the Podesta emails in particular, to hurt Hillary's campaign the most. It just never happened. I have no connection whatsoever with Julian Assange, never have, or WikiLeaks, or anyone related to them. But in July and August 2016, it was my 25th wedding anniversary. I took a trip with my wife to Italy, and I had some time. I did figure out that Assange had Podesta's emails, the campaign chairman for Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign, and he was going to release them in October as the October surprise, drip by drip, day by day, and it was going to be extremely damaging. I even had some idea what was going to be in the emails. And I told this to Roger Stone. I told this to many others. And the FBI, unbeknownst to me, was listening to my phone conversations and monitoring my emails. So they were convinced I had a link to Julian Assange. And when I told Mueller's people that the prosecutors, I was interrogated in this, they pick you up in the morning, the FBI, and take you to this unidentified FBI building in Southeast Washington, come in through the garage, kind of a safe room. They take away your phone and your laptops. You have no electronics. They bring you up into a closed-in conference room interior in the building with no windows, no clock. You can't even leave, go to the restroom without the FBI accompanying you to the door. And me and my attorney on one side of the conference table are facing across from us three of Mueller's prosecutors and six to nine FBI. And they begin, you know, I said, I came in to cooperate. Well, they immediately said, well, Dr. Corsi, you know, ask a question. And then said, well, we have this 6 or 8 inch thick binder in front of them with my name on it. They pull out tab 34 and they say, this email you wrote 2 years ago proves that what you just said wasn't true. So why don't you show me that first? I forgot that email. So I had 60,000 emails in 2016 when I finally got to open up my computer and take a look at how many were in there. And I can't remember them all. My memory's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But I do not have a link to Julian Assange. And because they couldn't break me, they offered me a plea deal. Said I had to admit to one count of lying or they were going to indict me in Washington, D.C. with a jury that hated me and multiple charges. I was going to go to prison for 25 years. I said I can't stand before God and the judge and have my hand in a Bible and confess to a crime I didn't commit. So I guess you'll just have to put me in prison.
You got a lot of guts, Doc.
Well, they never did put me in prison. And I said, in fact, they were very unhappy about it. But I said, I'm going to write a book, The Silent No More, and I'm going to tell everybody just exactly how Mueller's prosecutors behaved, the pressures they put me under, how they would not believe me when I was telling them the truth that I didn't know Assange, how they questioned everybody in my family. They questioned everybody who talked to me. They brought my stepson before the grand jury. My stepson had a text to me, said, I've scrubbed that computer. Well, before I was subpoenaed, I had a computer desktop on my desk I wasn't using very much. He wanted it for his mother, my wife's business. Mm-hmm. Said, sure, go ahead and take it. Well, I had a backup of that computer, which had everything in it. So I told Mueller's team, well, we got a backup of that computer. They thought we were scrubbing data. We were destroying evidence. It was obstruction of justice. Well, when we told Mueller we had the backup, he didn't want it. But they wanted me desperately. They interviewed people all over the world. What's Dr. Corsi's connection to Julian Assange? And when they got told repeatedly there wasn't one, they finally had to realize I was telling the truth. That's why they didn't indict me, and they're not going to indict me. But I broke their case.
Hmm. How do you feel about the results to date of that particular case?
Well, I think the whole issue of Russian collusion was fraudulent, and mm-hmm. I believe that even with Julian Assange, who's now been arrested, who says he can prove that the Russians didn't even steal the emails, I think Attorney General Barr ought to give him the Assange immunity and say, come on back here and prove that.
Mm-hmm.
Because under the Pentagon Papers case, New York Times v. U.S., which I did my dissertation on at Harvard in 1972,
yeah.
Assange has a right to publish stolen material, in classified material, as long as he didn't steal it. And what the government charged Assange was with one count of this 2010 case with Chelsea Manning. The yeah. indictment says Assange offered to help break a password, but the indictment also says that Assange failed to break that password. So all the material that Assange published from Chelsea Manning, he did not help Manning steal. And in 2013, the Obama Department of Justice declined to indict Julian Assange over this Chelsea Manning case. And I think the government's got a lousy case. I think got a very poor case against Assange under the statute, under the Supreme Court decisions on the Pentagon Papers.
Let me ask you a question that, in my opinion, in a way you might think I'm nuts, but in my opinion, this goes along very much with the conversation that we've been having for about the past probably 15 minutes or so. I made a comment back in 2014 on the record that this election coming up in 2016 is going to show us just how strong the Clinton family really is. I look at what the Democratic Party is doing right now. I look at the response to the Mueller investigation. I look at what's going on with, you know, the freshman senators who I think, I'm not sure how they, I know how they got there, but I just think that's almost criminal that they have that type of electoral power. But it seems to me that the Democrats are really, you're not their favorite person, I wouldn't think, Dr. Corsi.
No, in fact, my attorney said, you know, look in your rearview mirror. There's a lot of corpses of Democrats in your wake. I've written 22 books since 2004. 2004, I co-authored Unfit for Command with John O'Neill, which mm-hmm. was the Swift Boat book against John Kerry. Seven of those books have been New York Times bestsellers, two number
right.
one.
Right.
I've written about Obama, the Obama Nation. I wrote about Hillary Clinton and the Foundation, Partners in Crime. Been trying to expose this corruption now for years. I also wrote books against George W. Bush on the North American Union. You know, he was trying to, the Security and Prosperity Partnership with North America, he was trying to put together with Mexico and Canada. That book was called, you know, it was basically about, you know, America no more. I mean, I was trying to show the globalists, which are at base socialist and opposed to the Constitution. Our Constitution, the fundamental principle is limited government. Government is not the solution. Government is tyranny. So opposed to government lies. Massive government power destroys freedoms ultimately. And I don't care whether it's Democratic and Republican. I've happened to favor Donald Trump, and I think Donald Trump has a great sense of the Constitution. If he had his way, he'd probably eliminate the Federal Reserve, which I certainly would, and get us back to, you know, our fundamental freedoms here, secure the borders, and our liberties come from God, not from the state.
I agree.
I don't want to be communist. I just do not want to be in a communist country.
No, I agree 1,000%. Dr. Corsi, you've got to wrap it here. Unfortunately, we're out of time. I'm on the clock from the 20 or so radio stations. I want to thank you very much. I'm going to definitely get you back more frequently.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.